And we're kicking it off. It's another edition of The Good Stuff. Hey, thanks for being here. I have a piece called Wet Oatmeal Kisses. For those of you who remember Irma Bombeck, if you don't know who Irma Bombeck is, I encourage you to check it out. So let's talk Tri-State Livestock News. It's what ranchers read. Immerse yourself in the world of ranching with Tri-State Livestock News, comprehensive coverage on cattle, horses, rodeo, and all things agriculture. Tri-State Livestock News. Go to TSLN.com. Mike?
I was just going to let you do the Irma Bombeck thing.
Oh, how exciting. Wet Oatmeal Kisses. And if you're familiar at all with Irma Bombeck, you know it's going to be good. What a legend. What a legend. One of these days, you'll explode and shout to all the kids, "Why don't you just grow up and act your age?" And they will. Or, "You guys get outside and find something to do without hurting each other and don't slam the door." And they don't. You'll straighten their rooms until it's all neat and tidy, toys displayed on the shelf, hangers in the closet, animals caged. You'll yell, "Now, I want it to stay that way." And it will. You will prepare a perfect dinner with a salad that hasn't had all the olives picked out and a cake with no finger traces in the icing. And you'll say, "Now, this is a meal for company," and you will eat it alone. You'll yell, "I want complete privacy on the phone. No screaming. Do you hear me?" And no one will answer. No more plastic tablecloths stained. No more dandelion bouquets. No more iron-on patches. No more wet, knotted shoelaces, muddy boots, or rubber bands for ponytails. Imagine a lipstick with a point. No babysitters for New Year's Eve. Washing clothes only once a week. No PTA meetings or silly school plays, where your child is it free, no carpools, blaring stereos, or forgotten lunch money. No more Christmas presents made of library paste and toothpicks. No wet oatmeal kisses. No more tooth fairy. No more giggles in the dark, scrape knees to kiss, or sticky fingers to clean. Only a voice asking, "Why did you grow up?" And the silence echoes, "I did."
Sad.
I know. Those are a lot of good years. And you know, when we all feel like when you're living through them, you'll never get those kids raised.
I'm going to brighten your mood a little bit here.
Okay, that sounds great.
Norwegian joke.
Oh, very good.
A Norwegian woman competed with a French woman and an English woman in the breaststroke division of an English Channel swim competition. The French woman came in first. The English woman came in second. The Norwegian woman reached shore completely exhausted. After being revived with blankets and coffee, she remarked, "I don't want to complain, but I think those other two girls used their arms."
All right.
Oh, my goodness.
Two Norwegians from Minnesota went fishing in Canada. They returned with only one fish. "The way I figure it, that fish cost us $400, said the first Norwegian. "Val," said the other one, "at that price, it's a good thing we didn't catch any more."
I love Norwegian jokes. They fit very well with blonde jokes, and I've been accustomed to them my whole life. So.
That's true.
Yeah.
Hey, why? The Cherry County Visitors Promotion Board invites you to visit us here in the Valentine area. Go to visitvalentine.com.
And why do banks charge a fee due to insufficient funds when they already know you're broke? I have to ask myself that. Now let's turn to some all-purpose advice. This is from the Wisdom of the Midwest. Discourage litigation. Abraham Lincoln's words of wisdom there. And D.L. Moody says, watch for opportunities to let the world know where you stand. Be like an elephant in a circus parade. Have thick skin and proceed carefully on the heels of your predecessor. Adiel Stevenson. And never go to a doctor whose houseplants have died. Wonderful Irma Bombeck. Frank Lloyd Wright says, if you wisely invest in beauty, it will be with you all the days of your life. And another one by Irma, it goes without saying that you should never have more children than you have car windows. Wouldn't you agree with that, Mike?
I would very much.
I'm going to toss a couple more of these because I've got one by Warren Buffett. Stick to what you know. Jack Nicholas says, don't be too proud to take lessons. I'm not. And Mark Twain, if you have nothing to say, say nothing. And looks like it's a wrap. Time to close up the good stuff.